Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott. So glad you stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic today. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the show that will go on in a few minutes. We thank you for everyone that will listen in, whether by archives, the Hand of Father telephone, or through their iPad. We give you the praise this morning. We give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. But today our topic is on a legacy of hope to your children. You know, today's topic is about Hannah's prayer for a son and what her example teaches us today about passing on a legacy grounded in hope. You know, a legacy of hope is priceless. Too often when we are in difficult situations, we turn to everything but God for hope. Disappointment and frustration are usually the results. You know, we must remember that genuine hope rests in God. We must remind ourselves that for those who follow Christ, there is a better tomorrow. You know, this topic can help you renew your hope in God and show you ways you can pass that legacy of hope on to your children. And today, our three words we'll be using for our tag words throughout our scriptures will be children, hope, and renew. And we'll find under religion as the category, and we'll build everyone that would like to come on and join. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just a moment. Hello? Hello? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Sorry for the interruption. Well, you know, as I was saying, do you know how it feels to have no hope? Just think about it. I regularly see people who seem to have no hope each and every day. You know, for one thing, perhaps the doctors have given them a diagnosis that left them stunned and without hope. Sometimes they was watching a relationship fall apart before their eyes and felt there was nothing they could do about it. Then another example is sometimes a child has been lost to drugs alcohol, or promiscuous behavior, and the parents felt helpless. I've seen their despair, and I have felt that kind of despair myself. You know, this experience has dramatically showed me the value of hope. A legacy of hope is priceless. You know, too often when we are in difficult situations, we turn to everything but God for hope. Disappointment and frustration are usually the results. We must remember that genuine hope rests in God. We must remind ourselves that for those who follow Christ, there is a better tomorrow. You know, this lesson can help you renew your hope in God and show you ways you can pass that legacy of hope on to others. And today, as we go through this, talking about the legacy of hope, a lot of the scriptures I will be coming from is 1 Samuel 1 and 10, 2, 1 Samuel 27, 2 and 1, 12, 23, and 24. We're talking about Hannah today and her son. You know, Samuel was a man of hope. His final speech as he neared the end of his public ministry remind the Israelites that they too must place their hope in God alone. You know, once again, he called them to be the people of God. You know, Saul had been crowned king and had distinguished himself as a leader, put their hope in the king rather than in God. You know, Samuel admonished both the people and the king to fear the Lord and keep his commandments. You know, though the king was of a valuable leader and had been given to them by the Lord, God alone was the source of their hope. They were God's people. You know, to emphasize God's displeasure with the Israelites insisted on having an earthly king. You know, Samuel asked God to send thunder and rain. Wheat was normally ready for harvest in late spring, and usually time of the year in Canaan for thunderstorms. You know, seeing this unusual display of God's power over nature, the people recognized their sins and responded with repentance and fear. They were calling on Samuel to pray for them and save their lives. You know, Samuel claimed the people fear by challenging them to follow the Lord's command. And he assured them that God would not abandon his people. Although much of his leadership responsibility would be passed on to the king, here Samuel would continue his ministry of prayer and teaching. He vowed that he would continue to pray for the people because it would be a sign and be a sin against the law to fail to do so. You know, serving and guiding these people was Samuel's calling and ministry. And he will continue to teach them the good and right way. You know, when you look at it, the Israelites was entering a new era of their lives under the leadership of an earthly king, just as Moses had done when God's people were about to enter the promised land. You know, Samuel called the people to fear God and to remember what he had done for them. He challenged them to worship the Lord faithful with all your heart. He provided them a legacy of hope based on their commitment to God, who had performed so many great things for them. I ask you a question today for those that may be listening. Who are you consistently praying for in your prayer time? If someone, hold on a moment. Hello? Hey, I'm on my broadcast right now. I'll call you back. Okay. Interesting to note that Hannah's transformation from despair to hope came at a conclusion of her conversation with Eli, which was sometime before her child was conceived. Hope allowed Hannah to move forward with confidence in the face of her difficult situation. Now, just think about it. Why does prayer often restore hope before a situation change? And sometimes in spite of the fact that the situation never changed. How does hope influence commitment and service to God? And my other question I asked earlier, what stories have you shared with your family and friends about difficult times in your life when hope was restored by God? How much of the story influenced the kind of adult younger people will become? And when you think about how Eli accepted Hannah's explanation and it extended a blessing to her, you know, this legacy of the prayer and hope surrounded Samuel's birth must have helped to shape the man Samuel turned out to be. I wonder how many times Hannah told Samuel the story about his birth. Perhaps Elkanah also spoke of how his mother had prayed for him, explaining to him that the Lord restored hope to Hannah as she prayed. You know, with the blessings of Eli and her confidence in God, hope was restored in Hannah. When her son was born, she finally had everything she had longed for. But Hannah would not forget her commitment to the Lord. She fulfilled her promise to God. That's a promise fulfilled coming from 1 Samuel 1:27, 1 Samuel 2, and verse 1. We're talking about today a legacy of hope to your children. You know, just think about this, what I'm fixing to ask you. Why might it be easy to make promises to God when we all implore him to answer our prayer? And why might it be easy to forget or ignore these promises after God give us the longing of our heart? You know, God give us what we ask for. But do we keep our end of the bargain? Do we keep that vow that we have made? You know, when the time came, Hannah took Samuel, her sacrifice, and offering, and went to Shiloh. She went to Eli, remembering and reminding him of the incident when he thought she was drunk. She explained that just as she had promised God, she had brought her son to serve in the Lord's house for as long as he lived. You know, Hannah then triumphantly worshiped the Lord. When you think about that, I can distinctly recall the birth of my child. I also recall that I dedicated him back to the Lord. And I'm pretty sure as I read the story of Hannah, it was serious. And she wanted to make sure she kept that vow that she had promised to God when she offered up, when she got pregnant with Samuel, and she told God what she was going to do. She was going to let him serve him for the balance of the day. She didn't give up. She brought Samuel to the temple. You know, when you think about that, when you recall the birth of your child and the dedication that you promised God you would do while you was carrying that child, even before you got the child, you wanted the child that bad, and that's what Hannah wanted. But I'm not sure that I, you know, if everybody go to God and did what Hannah did. But I assume that she would grow and he would grow, or she, an adult. They would marry, have a family involved in a local church. You know, here I'm reminded of a loving family that I saw one time in counseling. The concern was that their teenage son was too religious and wanted to prepare for a life in ministry. You know, and at that time, I remember feeling shocked. And as a counselor, try not to show it, when the mother told me that she had always told her children she did not want them to go into church work since it was not a place where she could get ahead. Now, you heard her say she could get ahead. But as I think of growing up years, I recognize that although I certainly never said anything like that to my mother, but maybe it wasn't as totally committed to God using her as they thought she was. Now that I have grandchildren and great-grandchildren, for whose salvation I earnestly pray for daily, and I wonder if God is waiting on me to totally surrender them to his service, which I have, as Hannah did her son. So, you know, we have to do that. We are wondering why our children is going astray and stuff like that. Have you turned them over into the hands of the Lord? He gave you those children for a season. And so what we are to do is turn them over to God. We want them to do this, and do that. But have we consulted God to see what God had ordained them to do, what God wanted them to be? And, you know, another question I'm going to ask you today. What promises have you made to God in the past and can now offer praise because you kept them? Just think about it. Some things you done asked God in your prayer hour, in your prayer time, and you got a firm conviction that you kept that promise to God. And my next question today to you, what promise to God do you need to reevaluate to determine whether you have fulfilled what you told God you was going to do? You know, part of our legacy to our children and grandchildren is seeing us fulfill our promises to God and praising him for his work in our lives. You know, observe our commitment and respond to God can give them hope and encouragement, then to pass it along to others. You know, when I thought about this topic today, a legacy of hope to your children, is so many young people are despair nowadays. They don't know which way to go. They don't know which way to turn. They can turn to God. But when they don't have that mentor, someone right there leading them to the Lord, they're going to be led astray with friends, gangs, and different things. But a reflection, as you know, as I thought about this and read this lesson of Hannah and Samuel, you know, I remember people who passed legacy on to me. My grandfather, my grandmother. And I thought, you know, of different ones of salvation. And I thought of other people who made sacrifice to teach me the things of God coming up. You know, there was those who extended opportunity for me to serve among his people, like Samuel. And they called me to a life of commitment to God and challenged me to place my hope in God alone. And I'm a full-grown adult now, and I still do that. While I have been reading and writing these words, I have received a message that a friend had passed. And I remember that someday soon, my own life will end. But how precious is my hope in God? I want those I leave behind to have that same hope. The truth of this will not change. One, we never retire from the ministry of prayer and service to others. You know, you hear so many people not just retiring off a job, but they tell you they've retired from the ministry. And I used to think, well, you're still here, but you can do something, you know. Prayer with hope in God is the right response to difficult situations. You can continue on praying. You know, number three, commitment of our children to God is the privilege and responsibility of parents. And when you think about it, number four, passing on a legacy of hope in God alone is a part of our ministry. And, you know, as I thought about that on a legacy of hope for your children, and I was speaking about how my grandparents and great aunt them passed things on to me, a legacy, not just money, not just a house, cars, and land, but I had really sit down and think about it, and that's when I went to the story of Hannah and her son, because as I was going through things years later, my grandfather instilled the word of God in me as I was coming up, and my grandmother, when even we go there on vacation, that was a legacy of hope. And then I used to see he was a watchmaker plus, I would say like for me, a seamstress, but he was a designer, and it didn't catch me till later as I was going through things. Legacy, he left me swatches of material. He left me his sign that he had made, say, tailoring with his name on it. And I said, well, that's where I get sewing from. My grandfather, he was a tailor, plus a watchmaker and a clock fixer, because I know he had a shop. From little when we coming up, fix your watch, fix your clocks, something God had given to him. He didn't go to school for that. See, that was a legacy passed down. My great aunt, she passed down all type of Bibles and religious things left for me with my name in it that I could read. Those was legacies that I still have. Even the last Bible she gave me at the age of 12 years old, I still have that Bible. Just like the day she gave it to me, I used that Bible even in school, Sunday school, went on to private school with it. That's legacy. That's passed of hope to your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Think about it. Look around today in your home, what you possess, other than a house and money that have dissolved in a month, 2 or 3 months' time. But really look and see, what do you have as a legacy to leave to your children? Where you may be gone. They may see a picture, but they're going to say, you know what? My mother and my father left me this. This is a legacy. And it's got my name on it, written on it in ink with one of those fancy ink pens, or they had it engraved and the year. And when you can go back and see 1800, 1700, and you think about, this is a legacy. My. You know, today I admonish you. Make a list of people who have passed a legacy of hope on to you. Thank God for that ministry in your life. Make a list of people to whom you want to pass on a legacy of hope. Pray honestly for them and commit to being a person of hope in the Lord. You know, we can do that. As I thought about that, recalling situations in your life in which you learn firsthand that God provides for the need of his faithful people. And what do you think are requisitions for God providing? Here you leaving a legacy on things that God provides for you that you can leave and send it down to someone else. You know, God is just so good. When we think about legacy, think of someone whose spiritual legacy has impacted your life. And let them know, even if they may not be gone, but it may be some things that they taught you, they showed you for life. You may not understood it right then, but as you got older and older, it became plainer and plainer, the legacy that they had left for you. How important is your legacy today? Just think about it. The legacy someone left for you, just consider it. And speak to someone in someone's life. You'll never know how you impact that person's life with your legacy that you passed on to them. And for those that may not have been on when I first started, our main scripture, background scripture, is coming from 1 Samuel 1 and 1 through 2 and 11, 1 Samuel 12, 1 through 25. We're talking today about a legacy of hope to your children. And that reminded me of Hannah when she prayed and asked God for a child. And he gave her a child, which was a son. And she named him Samuel. So today, renew your think packing. Have hope. Leave something for your children and your children's children that they can look back for years to come, the next generation, and say, this is a legacy that my grandmother or my mother passed down to me. Even, you know, simpler things is recipes. Some parents, some mothers have fix things that you love so well that they gave you the recipe. They wrote it down. It wasn't something that was in the book. It was something God gave them. A lot of people have opened up restaurants on the legacy of their four parents, mother and father, or ain't it? They've given their restaurant the name. They pass that legacy down. It could be a robe. It could be so many things that you'll be surprised that God will give you. So today, I am so glad that you tuned in today. A legacy of hope to your children. Please stay tuned next week where we'll have another exciting topic that would be on. And for anyone that would like to come on and share something on Blog Talk on Joy and Peace, please feel free to email me at Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation, or send me a message through Blog Talk, through Joy and Peace. I'd be happy to have you on the air if it's something that you feel the listening audience spiritually would like to hear. We would love for you to come on. And the number to call in again is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. And I want to thank everyone that tuned in today for the broadcast of A Legacy of Hope to Your Children. Leave a legacy for your children. And until next week, be blessed, love you, and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.